Aria, you know, many people remember 9/11, 12th anniversary this year in 2013 for, of course, the World Trade Towers. You remember it for an additional reason. What happened to your family on September 11th, 2 years ago?
So on 9/11, 2 years ago, we lost my brother and Brendan Mess and Raphael Tekin, along with my brothers Eric Weissman, in a triple homicide that we weren't really given more information about. We found out on 9/12, actually, but it is pretty certain that it happened on 9/11. Really no information other than there was a triple homicide in a Waltham house that Brendan was living in, and that's the information we found.
Tell us a little bit about your brother. Was he was a student, young man? What did he want to do when he got a little bit older? Tell us about what he was like. Older brother, younger brother?
Older brother.
Older brother. How many other kids in the family?
Just me and him.
So this is your
only brother.
Your only brother, and he was your big brother.
My big brother.
Tell me a little bit about him. Is he a Patriots fan? Celtics
no.
fan? No.
No Boston teams.
No
Lakers
Boston teams.
All the way.
Really?
So tell us about him. Well, I mean, the horror show about these kind of things, and I'm sure you appreciate this more mm-hmm. than we do, is you learn how someone died in a horrible, you have no idea how they lived. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know you haven't spoken to the press about this. Here's a chance. Tell us about your brother.
He was an amazing guy. He was, I give everything I know probably to him. He taught me so many things in life. I actually entered social work through him. He helped me get the job that I have now, and now I'm in my last year in grad school.
For social work?
Yes, so I give that to him for putting me through with that.
Why? Why was he the influence there?
Well, the influence was, I think, more so growing up in Cambridge, but I think I was having trouble. I got laid off from my job right after Obama got elected, and he like really worked hard to every connect he had in getting me a job. And I think the job that I have now is what paved the way for me to be able to get into school. So okay. I kind of feel like he gave that to me. I can only pray that, God forbid, when I pass away, as many people come forward as they have for him. I mean, there's been books and movies and songs and records dedicated to him, and people have come forward saying that they that he changed their lives and he encouraged them to go into their line of work. So
tell us one of those stories about a book or a movie or someone who said that that your brother changed their life. Can you give us an example?
There is a music artist by the name of Virtuoso, one of Eric's closest friends in high school, and he actually did a big tribute show on my brother's birthday, his past birthday, June 19th. He just made a new song for him, and it's on his upcoming record, so that was a big show out, a lot of love and support for that.
Does it drive you nuts like it does me? I did not know your brother. Mm-hmm. I didn't know any of these three men. That essentially, these three guys are murdered in an apartment in Waltham, pretty gruesome murder, mm-hmm. couple of days of press coverage, and then until the authorities report a year and a half or whatever later that an alleged terrorist, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, at least up front, may be responsible, this totally fell off the face of the earth in terms of
Definitely.
The media. What do you mean? Is that because you think the conventional wisdom is this is a drug-related
yep.
kind of, is that what you
Absolutely.
Think it is?
Because, I mean, I've never even been asked a question about who he was as a person. So even when you are claiming that it got coverage, that was more so, I don't know, like the logistics more on who they were and trying to capture that. That was not the kind of coverage that it was getting.
So the media, I've read virtually all the coverage from immediately after and then until it virtually disappeared again until the Tsarnaev thing. Did you have the same feeling about law enforcement? Did they pursue this aggressively in your mind, or was this sort of, well, it's three drug deaths and we can't find anybody quickly, so we're just going to move on? What was your sense of that?
I think in the beginning I felt that people were pretty much on the case and aggressive in trying to find an answer, and then I too kind of felt like it just faded off the map and got swept under the rug and it wasn't really getting coverage. And then all of a sudden it was just like there wasn't even time to process the April 15th bombing before it was immediately implicated that there may have been a connection to my brother and these other two guys' murder. So Yeah.
We should mention the other guy is the other guy originally, almost immediately after the marathon, several days later, the contention is made that Tamerlan Tsarnaev may have been involved. And then a little bit later, when we hear about the FBI killing of Ibrahim Todashev in his apartment in Orlando, the allegation is made by the FBI that he was about to sign a statement implicating himself and Tamerlan Tsarnaev in the murder of your brother and those two other men.
All right, before we get to that, though, so your brother is killed, two other young men are killed, your family, your parents, your siblings, aunts and uncles are waiting for some answers. How did that happen? Did you guys call the cops and say what's going on, or was there a victim witness advocate for your family, or were you just kind of left hanging?
In the beginning, there were many, myself and the other family. I saw them a lot at the police station. We were asked to come in quite a bit. There were a lot of interviews and questioning going on. There was a victim's advocate who was reaching out to us quite frequent at the beginning. And more so lately, there hasn't been much movement.
So when you say at the beginning of the first couple of weeks, and then...
Yeah, the first couple of weeks.
When you say there hasn't been much movement, that was actually my next question. Post April 18th or 19th, I don't know the exact date when there were first rumors that, not rumors, reports that Tamerlan Tsarnaev may have been involved in the murder of your brother and these two guys. Have law enforcement authorities at that point, did they immediately reach out to you and your family to update you on things, to bring you up to speed? Has that happened?
My family, and my understanding that some members of the other families or friends were the ones who contacted them.
Wait, contacted the law enforcement people?
Yes.
Meaning law enforcement did not contact the three families? The families reached out to law enforcement people?
I mean, they did reach out to us, but I remember at the beginning there was a Boston Globe article, I believe, that came out on the Saturday after the bombing, and they had mentioned in the article the connection between Tamerlan and Brendan, and then it went viral from
Brendan
there.
Mess.
So I had people contacting me at that time saying, oh, my God, have you heard the connection between them?
And people meaning real people, not law enforcement people.
Friends.
Friends.
Did you ever meet Tamerlan Tsarnaev or Ibrahim Todashev?
No, nope,
do you believe, based on what you know, do you think they're responsible for your brother's murder, or do you think this is an attempt to just bring closure to this and sweep it under the rug?
I honestly think I do not have enough information to make a judgment call on that. My concern is that it is pinning the dead guy, and we're not getting much information on that. I mean, the most information that we're really receiving is through the media and the press, and then that is not really an official statement. Nobody's really backing up any of those statements. So it's kind of just like a lot of implications.
So I want to be clear. I'm sorry to ask this again, but I'm actually fairly shocked. Since whatever day in mid-April Tamerlan Tsarnaev was first allegedly implicated in this murder, there has not been law authority outreach to you or your family on either at all or on a regular basis, bringing up, for example, we're told that the FBI was doing a DNA test on the body of Tamerlan Tsarnaev to see if his DNA matched any of the DNA in the Waltham apartment. Have you ever heard a word about that?
I heard that that was true.
From whom?
The victim's advocate. However, they were not able to give me a timeline of how long it will take for the DNA results to come back. And most of the other reports could not be confirmed or denied. So I'm kind of in the same boat as the rest of the world, even though this is
your brother,
my brother.
You know, this must have all struck you as odd that here you are, the survivor, your brother's killed, and then sort of nothing really happens. And even after the bombing, the link with Tsarnaev, there's been very little happening. What's your reaction to this?
It's disheartening. For whatever reason, it's actually kind of giving me more of a push in feeling more strong and searching for answers, especially as a social worker and working in a community where, I mean, this kind of stuff does happen on a regular basis, a murder and maybe drug correlation or what have you. Obviously a very different scenario, but it kind of makes me want to have a voice more for a lot of the people that probably go through this all the time. And I'm kind of shocked and stunned at how it's being handled myself. So,
but I guess the thing is, it's not like your brother was a member of a big cartel. I mean, this is, you know, weed.
It's
very, very common. So was he treated differently because of this? You said before he was, which is pretty disheartening as well, that because he was selling some weed, he was not considered the right recipient of all the due process that you usually get in a case like this.
It seems that way. I feel like it almost got lost that these three guys were victims themselves. Like, I almost feel like that got lost, that they were not to blame, that they were victims in this. So, yeah, it is. I feel like it did kind of get pinpointed as drug-related, especially in all of the articles that were coming out and digging up anything they could find on any of these three guys. That, I mean, I have questions if this had anything to do with that to begin with.
And whether it was drug-related at all. Do you have a thesis as to what it might be?
Or? I don't, because this is so far-fetched and crazy. But, I mean, there's a lot of different kind of speculation that floats around the air, but I mean, it doesn't, in my right mind, it doesn't add up that this would be an end result of some drug deal gone bad type of a thing.
You know, you're talking about information and what you have and haven't gotten. After the FBI report was, I believe, in the New York Times that in 150 shootings, the FBI had done internal investigations and cleared itself 150 out of 150 times. The Civil Liberties Union of both Massachusetts and Florida went to the attorneys general in those two states, obviously Martha Coakley here, and said, you should investigate what happened in that apartment with Todashev. Did he have a weapon? Was he about to sign a confession for the triple murder in Waltham? Martha Coakley refused to do that, even though there were two state troopers, Massachusetts state troopers. We don't know if they were in the room at the time, but they were in the apartment at some time. Are you troubled at all by that decision?
Completely. Very frustrated.
What do you think should be done?
I don't see why, if there are two Massachusetts state troopers that were in that apartment, in that room, whatever, what have you, why you wouldn't investigate in that. Why was Massachusetts in Florida to begin with then? Why are we not having answers as to why he was shot seven times? Why are we not having a clear story on if he was even holding a weapon, and if he was, why is there six different stories of what the weapon could have been?
Why do you think they don't? Why do they? But not only, I guess there are two parts. Why do you think they don't want all of us to know? And do you think they're not concerned that the three families end up finding out real answers to this?
Honestly,
do you think there's more going on?
Yes. I was going to say, honestly speaking, I don't think it takes a genius to realize that there's, I think, something a little bit bigger here. I don't really know what. I couldn't really answer that. But something doesn't seem completely legit here. I can understand why information wouldn't be released, as it is an open investigation and they don't want it to affect the investigation. But then it's frustrating that there's even anybody leaking information.
Well, but both of the alleged perpetrators are dead. It isn't like there's a due process thing. By the way, we're speaking to Aria Weissman. She's the sister of Eric Weissman, who's one of the three men killed in an apartment in Waltham on 9/11 2 years ago. If you could talk to the investigators who are taking a look at this now, whatever level they're in, what would you ask them? What would you want from them?
Oh, there's so many questions. I am very interested in knowing what happened to Todashev, because that's the closest, quote-unquote, confession we had to this murder. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Tamerlan thing is really just a mere connection that Brendan was friends with Tamerlan. And
that's
a
without
coincidence.
Doubt. Yeah,
yes,
but
who knows if there's anything there. But for a supposed confession on the actual murder, I have a lot of questions on why they were investigating him in his apartment, why it wasn't being recorded, why they were even going there in the first place. I have questions of why the investigation is being refused and not being explained to the rest of the world, but also especially to the families. We haven't been reached
out
to.
Is the family contemplated civil litigation in this because you haven't gotten answers? Have you thought of going to court?
I think, like, this is my first time coming forward and speaking, and I feel like...
We appreciate that.
Thank you for having me, too. But I feel like a lot of the family members and close friends are all kind of scared because of the unknown. Like, we really don't have any kind of, we can't really navigate what happened here or where to go from here. So I think a lot of people are scared about coming forward. I honestly have not thought so much about that, but it would be possibly a good route to go down.
So this is just kind of incredible to me that your brother was murdered, this Tortoiseshell guy supposedly confessed or gave part of a confession about it, and you have no idea what he said or how he claims this whole situation happened. You have no idea?
No, nothing.
How's your mom and dad?
Not good. I mean, I can't imagine being a parent and losing your child. I can't really fathom really what they're going through. But, yeah, they're enraged with the fact that they're not having information coming their way. And there seems to be a, like, we just keep getting we cannot confirm or deny
okay,
kind of response.
And whom do you call? Is it the cops or is it Martha Coakley's office or your parents when they're trying to get some information here? Do you know who they're trying to get it from?
We were encouraged to coordinate with the communicate with the victim's advocate. So that's really
from
our
court.
Yes.
Okay. And that'd be the Middlesex court,
yes.
I guess.
Harry Weissman, you and the other families are doing a memorial tribute on the second anniversary of the death of these three men. Tell us a little bit about it.
Last year, we did a small candle vigil across the street from the Waltham Police. It was really only some really close friends and loved ones that attended that. And it was just kind of, we had a sign that said, praying for answers, 9-11-11. This year, we're going along the same lines, having a vigil, except we decided to do it this year on Boylston Street in front of the Trinity Church. We felt it had double meaning now after the bombings on Boylston Street and the connection now to these guys, as well as the fact that we would like more support from the community, strangers, friends of friends, friends of family to just come forward and support us wanting answers and letting the world know that this isn't over for us. I think the rest of the world might have the impression that we got some closure and that the guy, that Tortoiseshell did it and it's all case closed, but this is to show that we're still wanting answers and it's not over for us.
I think it's great you did this. And by the way, I don't know if you know, Marjorie and I have talked about this a lot on the show in very similar vein. But did the families ever formally say, we want to be quiet because we want to at least keep our concerns to ourselves, and you obviously have because you haven't spoken to the press before this, because we want this to proceed? Or did you think about the flip side, which is the proverbial squeaky wheel thing? And my guess, and I hope I'm right, is by doing what you're doing with this memorial, not only do you pay tribute to this brother you loved, but you also raise the stakes in this thing and require this the authorities not to allow this to be backburnered forever.
That, yeah, for sure. That's really, I think, the main intention is just that, you know, this is still a very 9/11 is our 24/7. Like, that's going on for us since for the last 2 years. Every single day, we wonder what happened and we want answers. So it's us just kind of coming forward now. I think we're getting stronger as time goes by and realizing that we want answers, and not just because now there's maybe a possible correlation to the Boston bombing or Tortoiseshell, but because 9/11 2 years ago, this happened and we still haven't got answers from then.
And one last question for me. If you were to get some answers and know what happened to your brother, and how would that help you and help your mom and dad?
It would definitely be closure. I think I'm at a point where I'm not looking. I know they're not coming back. I know my brother's gone. I know Brendan and Rafi are gone. It's, for me, it's making a statement and hopefully some sort of a law change or attention from the rest of the world that the way things were handled wasn't really the way it should have been handled. And hopefully another family wouldn't have to go through the same kind of a experience. So
I'm going to appoint you the queen of laws of Massachusetts for one day. What's the one law change that you'd like to see happen right away?
Oh, God, I wish that police would have to take a sensitivity course. I wish they would have to certified that they would know how to communicate with families and be sensitive to people who just lost people right away and asking questions. And I mean, I know they're doing a job and I thank them. I want them to do everything they can to figure out any crime that happens, but definitely wish that they would go through some kind of a sensitivity training.
Aria Weissman, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.